Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today, we have Cory. Cory is the founder and CEO of Loveheart. Cory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mustafa. It was great having you guys, and I'm really glad to be here with you.
So a brief background about yourself, what you've been up to prior to starting Loveheart.
Definitely. So a brief background about myself. I graduated from Framingham State University about 12 months ago. And throughout that period of time, I was taking marketing and entrepreneurship. So I was trying to put a little bit more on my plate. And I'm a person that always looks for challenges and actually went into an internship role for a business development rep for Network for Solution. It is a social media and software marketing company. After doing that for some time, I moved into a business development manager role, handled a bunch of accounts there, and really got into the field while still being in school. It was kind of both just going through school and in through that work world. And it was kind of a hybrid role. This one of my bosses, he owns multiple companies, and he wanted me to also go on for a home energy auditing companies, which is Home Energy Solutions. And it was really great. It gave me all the expertise I really needed to learn while I was in college. And after graduating college, obviously the pandemic had hit. And my mindset had shifted because we were actually stopped work. Most of our clients for Network for Solutions, they were pretty much closed. And it really opened up a world where once this business was closed, I kind of had to find new work. And I've always loved being my own entrepreneur and creating something and having this idea. I wanted to go full-fledged with it and really just did a deep dive and everything took off.
Congratulations. Many congratulations on that and Godspeed to you, you know. So what was the moment, you know, what was that moment you're like, hey, Loveheart it is, you know, this is what I'm going to pursue, you know, how you came up with the idea. You want to discuss that?
Definitely. Yeah. I think the aha moment was through personal experiences. I've used Tinder, I've used Bumble, I've used Hinge, and I felt like a lot of the experiences on these apps had a lot of the same features. It's kind of, I call it the revolving door, where you're constantly swiping, hoping for new meetups and stuff, and nothing really ever falls through of that. I also did get catfished. Someone used my profile and my images to catfish my own friends. And I was like, okay, I have to do something about this because this can't get any further. After a lot of research, I developed basically a reverse engineer of what dating apps are today. It's more of a social network type of dating app. And that's really where like everything came to be. A social media where you could book dates, but also bring your friends onto it too. So that's where I saw that aha moment.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, how's the journey so far? You know, from a founder starting off from marketing to developing the product, early customers, everything, you know, a founder has to wear multiple hats or caps, right? So how's the last 9 to 10 months been, you know?
Totally. So from my previous jobs, I wore multiple hats. And in my current role as a founder, I'm wearing even more hats. So being a founder is never easy, especially during a pandemic. It's really a big challenge and a step to pursue this. And some of the setbacks that we've seen, or the challenges, I should say, is a lot of hiring. I think from big corporations, even to the small businesses and new founders like myself, hiring has been that key aspect that a lot of people can't make it into the office. So you are looking remote. You are looking elsewhere, not just central to Boston, but maybe throughout New England or the US. So we've had great success with that so far. But it's really a learning experience. Every day is a learning.
Got. So managing remote teams, you know, do you want to share your experience and any advice to others on startup founders who are just starting out or looking to start, you know, how to better manage remote teams?
Yeah, I think when you're really starting out, no one thinks it's going to be this big uphill battle. But there is a lot of things that really have been uncovered as a being a founder and entrepreneur that I've seen. So it comes from hiring teams, knowing who to hire. And for me, it's me bouncing ideas off my advisors. So we kind of go to our advisors, and a lot of these people have dealt with hiring hundreds of people through our companies and raising lots of money in their funding rounds. So we kind of look to them as like our little echo chamber so we can get our ideas from them. But for any founder that's really going out there, I think if you are passionate and you do have a great idea, I think it's always best to fail forward. So you can't really go backwards. The best you can do is just learn from your mistakes and just keep going.
Got it. So I believe you're in the middle of a round, right? So we'll not go into the details of the round, but you know, more in regards to the experience of raising over Zoom, right? Mm-hmm. So most of the investors are giving meetings over Zoom. So how's the experience that so far? Or do you think in person is required to raise a check?
So I think the hybrid, I've had a lot of experience right now doing it in Zoom. I actually haven't pitched in person yet. So most of my funding round has actually really been throughout Zoom conferences. It is enjoyable. It takes away that pressure feeling that people might get on stage who might not be a public speaker. For myself, I love talking to people. I'm very personable, so I don't mind. But it's been a really good success so far. Connecting with people and then bringing over their teams, it definitely sets those hurdles because you don't get that intimate face-to-face action. You also can't, it's a bit tough to see emotions throughout it. But I think it really offers everyone a level playing field. I mean, you can have a Zoom call at 9 a.m. and try and raise funds, be across the world from each other and never have to hop on a plane or meet at a central location. So I think it's more positive possibilities than a negative outcome. I would look at that.
Got it. Makes sense. So last couple of questions, you know, one, since our audience is mostly startups and individuals looking to start their startup or college grads or, you know, final year. So any piece of how they can help or how they can onboard Loveheart or how they can be part of the community? Do you want to share on that? Anything?
Yes, totally. We are enrolling campus recruiters. So anyone who is currently an enrolled college student, they have a 3.2 GPA. They're affiliated with an athletic team, Greek life, a campus club. You just want to add something great to your resume. We're really looking for a thriving campus. If you're really big into the social communities and you want to get ahead, we're looking ahead into that right now. So we are doing our campus recruitment right now. We're also looking at software engineers. So platform like yours, where we're looking at remote engineers, that is where we think a lot of our talent will be coming in the near future.
Okay. So Corey, last question. Any piece of advice you would want to give from a founder's grit point of view? You know, what are your daily habits or what is that drives you, you know, or what helps you to be more productive and gritty? You know, you want to share that?
Yeah, I think the motto I live by is 1% better every day. So as long as I'm a morning person. So for me, work from home, I've been doing it for almost four and a half years. It's tough to find that happy medium where you can kind of put down the laptop and be like, yes, we're home right now. Because sometimes it'll be 10:30 at night and I have this great idea and what can we add to this, or just trying to get ahead. So it's really finding that happy medium for those founders. But for myself, it's really just building up a routine. Every day I'm up 6:15, 6:30, even if I didn't have a dog. And that's how I live. I need to get ahead, almost like a beat the sun up. You want to get ahead of the sun and stuff. And I think having those routines and having those guidelines and those team members around you who can help support you and kind of maybe take off that pressure or something off your plate, look at something from a different light. I think all of those things encompassed together really help founders succeed. Going at it alone, I know it's never easy. I was doing that for months, so it makes the task a bit more difficult. But I think the best bet to do is just make yourself bet 1% better every day.
God, Corey, thank you so much for being on the show. We could have talked longer, but you know, we have to keep these episodes within like 12 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
Thanks, Mustafa. Have a good one. Thank you.
And we're done.